The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, earlier on today, the US Embassy has released a statement in reaction to the passing of the Israeli Settlements Bill 2026. It reads, "The Israeli Settlements Bill risks real unintended consequences, particularly for the nearly 1,000 US companies and the hundreds of thousands of Irish jobs tied to them. If the goal is to make a meaningful difference to Palestinians, the focus should be on coordinated international efforts that deliver real impact, not symbolic measures that harm Ireland's economy and will not advance peace. We urge Ireland to avoid pushing similarly unhelpful initiatives at the EU level." And for those who are not familiar with the term, the Israeli Settlements Bill, it's what we commonly refer to as the Occupied Territories Bill. And joining us now to react is Larry Donnelly, law lecturer at the University of Galway and columnist with the Journal. Larry, you and I have discussed previously the potential fallout from the Occupied Territories Bill and us taking action, I suppose, that is largely symbolic around what's going on between Israel and Gaza. What do you make of this statement now from the US Embassy?
Well, Ciara, to me, it's a statement of truth. That's the reality of the matter, because the fact is that now that the bill is passed, once it becomes law, then U.S. law kicks in. And we can talk about international law all we want, but the fact is that the multinational corporations who are in Ireland, they're subject to U.S. law. And I'm already told that if this does happen, if these laws do kick in, and again, this comes in the midst of a total shift in thinking about Israel, etc., in the United States. But if these laws, which are still on the books, come in, we're talking about a Brexit-level reconsideration in terms of paperwork, in terms of everything else that will come to do with doing business in Ireland. Because, again, Ireland would be deemed to be one of the countries which is in an OTB, which is against the country of Israel. And that it's a very, very dangerous situation. And so I said, be careful what you wish for.
And Larry, remind us how US law operates in this sense. This is to do with their position around boycott, divestment, and sanctioning. That there's anti clauses in U.S. law. Explain to people listening what the implications are.
Well, at federal level and then at 38 states, which means basically all the multinationals in the U.S., 38 states have laws that say if you engage in a law like this, which again, in America would be perceived to be anti-Israel, then you have huge requirements that are placed upon you. Among them are financial penalties, rigorous reporting requirements, a whole host of things, which again, our whole economy is based on U.S. multinational investment. And the fact is, this is a big, big problem. And we've been warning, I've warned about this a million times, called a million names, but this is the reality of the situation.
Okay. And you say a Brexit size impact. What I presume you're referring to there is that companies like the Bank of America, for example, companies that decided to shift their focus away from maybe the city of London, where they would have had European headquarters, to places like Dublin, in fact, because Brexit created a layer of bureaucracy and difficulty for them operating in the UK that was not a member of the EU. Are you saying that the impact on companies, American companies operating here, would be of a magnitude that would make them consider going elsewhere because of this?
Look, I'm not apocalyptic about this. The U.S. multinationals are here for good reason. They have presences. That's not going to go away. But the fact is, they will have to devote teams to dedicate, if these laws kick in, to deal with these laws, because they are extremely tough. They're extremely hard on any entity that does business in a country such as this, which kicks in an anti-BDS law like we have here now. So it's going to be very, very difficult for them. Now, I'd say most of them will go through with it, etc. But this is still a very, very onerous requirement. And again, at the end of the day, Ciara, This is about a gesture. And if we look at our economic model, there are lots of people out there, lots of countries out there dying to get foreign direct investment. This is the last thing we need. And that's why this is not a Trump administration thing. The last administration warned as soon as they heard about the Occupied Territories Bill, they said, guys, what are you doing here? And again, if this would make a difference on the ground, if this would help people in Palestine, I'd be all for it. But it won't do a damn thing. And what it could do is damage Ireland's economy, and not just the economy, not just the GDP, but the Irish people.
Yeah. And do you think, Larry, by the way, we've excluded services. Has that made any odds to the impact of this, or is that a red herring as such?
It might make a small difference in terms of different companies who are dealing in services, et cetera. So it might make the, but no matter what, the bill is the bill. So goods and services, that distinction, okay, which again is a big thing in international law, you know, might be there. But what I keep trying to say is that, you know, international law doesn't mean anything in the United States. Okay. And the fact is that the United States companies that are here, they have to abide by U.S. law, not international law.
And maybe lastly for you, Larry, do you think that there's been enough debate here about this? And do you think that perhaps the many thousands of people that work for American pharma or tech or indeed other types of companies that are here, that they realize because many of whom I'm sure will support the Occupied Territories Bill, but do you think that they realize the potential harmful impact that might have on their company's presence here or indeed on their own jobs?
No, I don't think they do. I think the debate is guided in one simple direction. And I understand that because what we're seeing is horrific. What we've seen for the past few years in Gaza is absolutely horrendous. But to be totally misguided about that in terms of do no harm should be the principle of foreign policy, this could do tremendous harm in terms of Irish people, in terms of on the ground. You know, so I think the debate has been skewed drastically.
Look, thank you very much for joining us on all of that. That is Larry Donnelly there, law lecturer at the University of Galway and columnist with the Journal. Significant concerns here, Shane.
There are.
And that's quite a shot across the bow from the US Embassy.
It really is. It really is. Certainly food for thought.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.